Harvey County 911.
Three dispatchers were on duty in the 911 communications center at the Harvey County Sheriff's Office last Thursday evening. Typical staffing for a weekday. When the first shooting happened on the west side of Newton, the dispatchers handled the call and sent help. But minutes later, as the gunman made his way to XL Industries in Heston and began opening fire, it was clear this was a mass shooting. Calls started pouring in to 911.
I know for a fact that we had approximately two dozen calls from in and around XL in a matter of about 10 minutes.
Don Groover is the 911 director for Harvey County. With his dispatchers working at a frenzied pace and calls stacking up, Groover started taking calls in his office. The assistant director and a secretary went to the call center to help with law enforcement radios and the influx of incoming phone calls.
They actually got calls from people that not only said, I've seen people shot, people called that said, I have been shot myself, and we're trying to, you know, find a way to get help.
As the incident escalated and word spread, every off-duty day and evening shift 911 dispatcher showed up. Supervisor Monica Leonard was at home and rushed to work, knowing her staff would not have time to send out a call for help to off-duty people.
You just do what you have to do and you don't think about it. It's when you stop later and you think about it, that's when things start to unravel. But at that moment, you're just focused on what needs to be done.
The dispatch team played a critical role, directing the first responders and making sure enough law enforcement and ambulances from surrounding counties were on the way. Groover says the dispatchers did a great job of processing important information quickly.
You know, XL is a very large complex, and trying to understand where in that large plant the people were and knowing that responders weren't going to be able to just rush right in there until they knew that the scene was safe. But it still came about pretty quickly, and the people got help and got to the care that they needed.
The emergency response was quick and organized because the sheriff's office recently joined other law enforcement agencies and school district personnel for active shooter training. They were prepared. Groover says the dispatch team also used a new program for the first time, which coordinated the fire and EMS response and sent a large number of ambulances to the scene. These efforts, he says, made a big difference in the outcome.
The amazing thing is that there were 14 people treated and transported from the scene to the hospitals, and they're all still alive. And I think it speaks volumes for the responders in our agency, including the dispatchers, telling people, you know, where help was needed, directing the responders and getting them going.
In the days following the mass shooting, the investigation was underway, and there was now time for those dispatchers and first responders to get the help they needed.
My name is Jason Reynolds. I'm a chaplain and the director of support services for the Harvey County Sheriff's Office in Newton, Kansas.
Reynolds activated a community chaplain response team of 7 chaplains and 11 volunteers. They reported to the Incident Command Center in Heston to help with logistical support and stress management counseling. Reynolds says first responders often suffer from prolonged exposure to trauma during a crisis and need help unloading emotional stress.
When they come in to a situation, it's usually not a good situation, and they can see and experience some pretty awful things. So that's what critical incident stress is there to do, is to help them begin talking about it, because the more they talk about it, the quicker the healing takes place.
One-on-one debriefings between the chaplains and first responders took place immediately. Individual and group counseling sessions are ongoing and will continue as needed.
Right now, my primary responsibility is our chaplains have been trying to stay present in different departments where responders work and making sure that we're touching base with those who are on scene, making sure that they're handling their stress well.
It's a big job because the shootings happened at multiple locations in Harvey County, and many of the responders came from agencies outside of Heston and Newton. Reynolds wants to make sure everyone works through this crisis because acute stress or post-traumatic stress disorder may not show up right away.
We also are watching for signs and symptoms and educating them on what they need to watch for. And maybe then we can do some one-on-ones with them or be able to get them resources to be able to help.
Reynolds and his team helped coordinate counseling services for victims' families, XL employees, and local schools. At the Incident Command Center, the team also took care of basic needs. They made sure there was enough water and food available at mealtimes. About 186 federal, state, and local law enforcement agents rotated shifts at the mass shooting scene last weekend. Reynolds says the community support during this intense situation was overwhelming.
Businesses stepped up and provided food free of charge to all of the responders. We always had water donated. We had coffee donated. We had just exactly what we needed through the whole thing. And that's just reminiscent of exactly what Harvey County and Heston specifically is all about. We saw that same response during the tornado.
The rural community of Heston, with about 3,700 people, not only rebuilt but grew stronger after it took a direct hit by a powerful tornado 26 years ago. Reynolds says he's already seeing that same community strength now. One sign, the community adopted the rallying cry of Heston Strong almost immediately following this latest crisis.
We're not used to having the resources that maybe metropolitan areas have, so we have to rally together. We have to come together to be able to meet the need and get everybody back where they need to be. Heston Strong, that's true now, but it's always been that way. What's going to happen here in about a month is you're going to see Heston stronger.
For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Schar.